message.
You ever have one of those days where everything seems just fine until your brain decides to stage a psychological horror film starring you as the main character? One minute you're just enjoying your coffee, and the next your thoughts have convinced you that your entire life is a failure, you will never be happy, and somehow it's
all your fault.
Yeah, fun times. Your thoughts, they are both the source and the solution to your suffering. And that's just deeply inconvenient, because that means that the only person that is responsible for getting you out of your mental spiral is you. And frankly, I'd love to outsource that job. I don't know about you. Now, before we go any further, let me be very clear. I am not saying that pain is not real. Oh, it's real. Whether it's emotional heartbreak or a stressful job or stepping on a Lego in the middle of the night, which is its own category of suffering, pain exists. But what makes pain unbearable? It's the story that we attach to it. Pain is real. Life can be hard, but the way that we think about our struggles, that determines how long we stay in them. It's like falling in a hole. Do you take a deep breath? Do you find a way to climb out? Or do you just keep going? Or do you set up furniture and start paying rent? So, what is the solution? How do we stop our thoughts from turning every setback into a full-blown existential crisis? Well, here are a few things that I want you to try. Number one, catch the story. The next time that your mind begins spinning a worst case scenario, stop and ask, is this actually true, or am I just scaring myself for no reason? And 9 times out of 10, you'll find that you are just scaring yourself. Number two, reframe the narrative. Instead of, this is the worst thing ever, try, this is hard, but I can handle this. Because guess what? You can handle it. Number three, breathe like you mean it. I know. People always say, just breathe. But they say it because it actually works. Deep breaths remind our nervous system that, no, the sky is not falling. And yeah, you are still alive. Number four, move your body. Take a walk, stretch, shake it out. Your thoughts get loud when we sit still for too long. So distract them with some movement. Number five, talk to yourself like you're a friend. If your best friend was struggling, you wouldn't say, wow, you really messed up. This is it for you. So why do you say it to yourself? Be kind. You are doing better than you think. Look, pain is a part of life. We all know that. But suffering, that's a full-time job that we just don't need. So if your thoughts are making everything worse, maybe it's time to quit listening to them like they're your boss, because at the end of the day, you are the one in charge. And if all else fails, avoid stepping on Legos, because some pain is just unavoidable.